So hi folks, hello once again, good evening, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. Yeah, what a special one. I'm at the foot of the devil's bit. I'm in Burnan National School. Welcome to our programme. We're here in the historic part of County Tipperary, Burnan. Absolutely terrific. There's over 50 children in front of me playing that opening piece, the Burnan song. It's absolutely magnificent. Come on, let's hear it for the children here again in Burnan. Absolutely. Tom Keneally, how are you?
Not too bad, Eamon.
Fantastic evening here.
It is all right, yeah. Welcome to the Butt of the Devil's Bit here, Eamon. We're located a couple of miles from Templemore and Borrisalee, nestled at the foot of the beautiful Devil's Bit Mountain.
Absolutely terrific. You can reach your hand out the window and you're right there.
Just about, Eamon, just about. yeah, the legend of it has it that the bit in the mountain, it came from the devil took a lump out of it one day with his big mouth, and he spat it out and it formed the Rock of Cashel. We always think that the nicer part of it was left. And that the bits and bobs went into Cashel. But what makes the place so nice here, as well as the views, and there's good old views around here, all right, but you have great people around here as well. So every rural community will boast about their...
Is that why you're so fit, Tom, over the years? Because I know you for quite a long time. You're climbing up and down the mountain. Is that what it is?
Eamon, you know a different Tom Keneally, if that's the case. I don't know what Tom Keneally you know. I know, maybe.
The fantastic cross at the top of it. I remember being up there all those years ago. Fantastic cross. What is it, about 1,500 feet high?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, it's in or around that. We'll have to get our knowledgeable local historians to...
And the cross was built at the top of it in the 1950s.
That's it, Eamon, yeah. Early 50s, I think.
Yeah. And of course it was built because of the Marian Shrine and the year of the Marian Shrine and all of that. That was a specific occasion and particular occasion for the community.
That's right, yeah. You're spot on. You know a good bit more about the place than I do now.
Tom, you went to school here.
Yeah, I did. I started here in about 1969, I'd say it was, until 1977. Yeah, Master, it was...
This is where you learned all the skills of your trade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was different compared to now. It's different, of course. Things have changed. Looking around here tonight, there's a lot of lads that I went to school with here, you know, and their kids are going to school now. My own daughter is going to school here now, and it's great to see, you know, the cycle is still, the wheel is still turning, and also a lot of new houses have been built in the area in recent years, and there's a lot of new families around here as well, you know, so it all helps make the place what it is.
Absolutely. Great community spirit, there's
yeah,
no doubt.
There is, yeah, there is, absolutely. Yeah.
Tom, it's wonderful that you could be here. I know we met you down in Nina a couple of years ago.
That's right, yeah, we're doing a fundraiser for Shane Delaney. Yeah.
How's he in the meantime?
Yeah, he's still battling away. He's good. You know, he was paralysed from the chest down, and he's... Yeah, he's a positive sort of a chap, yeah.
So we wish you and we wish Ian well as well. Thanks, Tom Keneally, at Riddle, I'm down your way.
That's his sister, Nora, isn't
it? Nora's with us, Tom's sister is with us. How are you doing, Nora? How are you doing, Nora?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Nice to be with us, and down your way.
Very much, delighted to be here, actually.
Growing up years around here were presumably magic, as Tom has been trying to tell us.
They most certainly were. I was the very first pupil to travel from Old Barnan School over here to the new school in 1958. I was only 5 years of age. And I was allowed to travel over on my own. You wouldn't do that today.
Yeah, how far was that away from here?
I suppose about 2 miles.
Okay, yeah.
And I had to warn the parish priest not to go over to the old school that they had done their work earlier than they thought and were going to be over sooner, so he came here and I got sixpence for my trouble. So it
wasn't that nice,
was it? I waited on the stile until the rest of them landed over, so it was lovely.
You tell your own family that in today's world, do you?
I do indeed, yes.
Yeah. And listen to you.
I wouldn't let them cross the road now on their own.
Which is what it's all about, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. It was good times.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Nice to change and say hello.
Sorry, my mother was supposed to be here tonight, but 2 weeks ago, didn't she sadly pass away? And Claire had invited her to be on the show.
Good God, and it's so sad.
And she listened to you every single morning, the Thursday evening, wasn't it, that you were on? And then Saturday morning, she said this is her morning for Lyon. So she absolutely enjoyed your programme, and thanks very much for giving her enjoyment. And
thanks very much for that, and kind words. Indeed.
Okay.
Father Murphy's with me. How are you doing, Father?
God Almighty.
Nice to be with us, Father.
Thanks, Eamon, yeah.
Terrific to be a part of the community here. You've been around the Drumminch Parish for many years now.
I'm here 12 years now.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah. I would say this is a bit like my own school days. I'm afraid of the question you might ask me.
we're kind of wondering about you. You're not chairman of the Board of Management anymore.
No.
The Board of Management is beside you.
Well, the chairperson here beside me is Rosita. I was chairman for two periods from 2007. Father Flynn Lottebessum died in 2007, so I took over after him, and I was here for two terms. And then this year, thankfully, Rosita volunteered to take it over, and I appreciate it very much.
It's been always the situation in the Cashel and Emily Diocese that the parish priest or the curate would take over Board of Management.
Yeah, well, Lord of Mercy and Father Flynn, he retired in 2004, and people around here would know what he was like. But anyway, I rang him about the school to know about the Board of Management, and he said, "You'll be chairman in Inch, and I'll be chairperson in Drum and Barnan." So I was delighted to hear that. It's an onerous job. We were saddled with it, and it was a bit unfair because we have three schools in the parish. And nowadays it's not simple. I think Rosita might tell you that there are so many, avenues to be covered, and so many issues, policies to be taken into account, health and safety issues, everything. Mm-hmm. And it's impossible, I would say, to cover the three schools.
Good.
And I'll go as far as to say that, a drive on in Ireland at the moment among certain people that the church would be no longer involved in schools. And you can call me cynical if you like, but I believe that even when that happens, the people who will be chairpersons of such schools will be paid.
I wouldn't dream of asking your father, of the three schools, which was your favourite school?
Well, I have to say, now, you won't believe this, but they're all the same.
Well done indeed. Rosita, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Eamon.
You're the new chairperson. You enjoy being chairperson?
Well, I had a big pair of boots to fill now, to be fair, but no, I've absolutely enjoyed the experience. I've been in the role for the last year, but it's been a great opportunity for me to actually get to know the people in Barnan, to get to know the school in Barnan. There's a fabulous community here in Barnan. We have a great board of management, and I'm not just saying that now, whatever, I absolutely mean it, and it's made my job an absolute pleasure, so it has, Eamon.
Of course, Parents' Council fits in around it as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely. There's, again, it comes down to the community spirit that's here in Barnan, and I think it's something that's unique to rural communities in that, you know, people know that they have to get involved if the thing has to continue and whatever. So there's a great Parents' Association here in Barnan also, and they're a great support to us.
Do you have any great internal feeling about the Devil's Bit and all of that kind of history?
I love the Devil's Bit. I absolutely love it. And I'm actually a Galway woman originally, so I am aiming. But about once a month, myself and the children, we climb the Devil's Bit. And I love it. I love the sense of space, the sense of freedom. It's a challenging climb. You said you could put your hand out the window and you're there. It's a little bit more than that, Eamon, I'll tell you when you're climbing it. But it's beautiful. I love the history. I love even the story, and the children are fascinated with that story of the devil coming, and my children ask so many questions about, you know, the size of the devil's mouth and all the rest of it. And then now they've copped on to the fact that the stone is actually different between the Devil's Bit and Cashel.
Does he believe in the devil?
You should ask him that.
Yeah,
you should ask him that. Time. Another time.
We're going to take another break. We'll be back in Barnan just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here in Barnan School this week. Emma Grant is with me. How are you, Emma?
Fine.
Looking forward to hear you sing. I believe you're a fantastic singer. What are you going to sing for us?
Oh, Danny Boy.
Okay, is it in your own time?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you, 'tis you must go and I must bide. But call me back when summer's in the meadow.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Emma Grant, she sounds absolutely terrific. Hi, how are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Aoife Ryan.
How are you doing, Aoife? You're here from Barnan, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you ever go up to Devil's Bit, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's so special about it for you?
Everything. Probably.
Everything?
Yeah.
You tell all the stories, you hear all the folklore the lads talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you believe them all, do you?
Some of them,
yeah. Why not? Tell me, how do you like school here?
It's good.
Yeah. What are you hoping to be when you grow up?
I don't know yet.
You haven't your mind made up.
No.
You play fantastic music here, don't you?
Yeah.
That's over 50 year playing. I just got to my second ago.
Yeah.
Brilliant music. Terrific. Listen, we're going to get lots of more music from you later on. Terrific. Thanks for being with us on Down Your Way.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much. Come on, let's hear it for her. Claire Handley is with me. Claire, the principal of the school. How are you doing, Claire?
I'm very well, Eamon, and thank you for coming to Barnan.
You invited me up to now.
I did.
Listen, congratulations on setting up the programme. You know, there was 5 programmes, believe it or not, when I looked at the list. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, well, you're coming to our rural community and anything we do in the school, we have the community behind us. So you're in a very special place now, Martin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's fantastic, of course. There's no doubt about that because with the crowd and everything, so special. What's so special for you in this part of the world?
It's a beautiful place. Well, I'll tell you, when I came here, they made me welcome from the Wari Ward Go. Of course, you've ever heard the expression, standing on the shoulders of giant. There was a great principal here before me. His name was Martin Ryan. And I was teaching here actually as assistant, first of all, and then Martin left to go to Arcrony. He became the principal there. So after that, then, I took over. And since that, I've been very, very happy in Barnan. Everybody has got behind us, and we have a great school here. And the children, of course, make it extra special. They're different altogether from town children. Country children are excellent.
Your co-teachers here?
I have an excellent staff here. My assistant principal is Maria Beavan. She's going to sing a song for you now in a few minutes.
Okay.
And we have Anne Cal teaches the juniors cycle. Eilish O'Dwyer then is teaching in 5th and 6th at the moment. She was doing resource teaching, but I'm going into resource. And I have a secretary, Mary Ryan. I have a learning sport teacher, Nolly Cackett.
Terrific. And you have Avril in here, Canadian, tonight for the music.
Well, you see, we only go for top quality here in Barnan. so it makes it very handy now. She gets married into the parish, so we're claiming her now, Avril, that's it.
Absolutely fantastic. Fantastic music, unbelievable group of kids.
Great talent here. Mm-hmm. Great at everything, great at sport and great at music great at their lessons, very important. And very excellent behaviour. Excellent.
When you're talking about sport, I know you're a great lover of sport yourself.
Great love of sport, always. Grew up in Bursley. Great love of athletics. GAA, related to people that were hurlers, and tried to keep that going in school as well.
Absolutely. Tell us about the Greyhounds. You're involved in the Greyhounds a bit.
I have a couple of Greyhounds. Love Greyhounds as well. And I forgot to say my SNA in the staff here. Brenda is here as well.
Oh, yeah, Brenda. We'll get to Brendan later on. You're often seen here walking here very early in the morning with greyhounds.
I don't know where you're getting the stories about greyhounds. He's asking me a story about greyhounds, and he said this to me on the radio, that he was going to ask me how to stop a dog and all of these things. I think he was winding me up.
Are you hoping that to get to the Derby at some stage?
That is my dream. Would you believe that? Yeah. And everyone is entitled to their dream.
Yeah.
So, but you know, my father was a genius at greyhounds. He got to the Derby final 3 times and he won the St. Ledger. And he was a tremendous man with greyhounds. He broke more Shrek records. He'd be well known. Joe Kenny was his name in Bursley. And he only trained in his backyard, really. But he was a genius at greyhounds. And he died now 3 years ago. His anniversary has just gone by. And he was very, very sick. I was visiting him. Of course, the talk was always greyhounds from the moment we came in. It was only, he didn't want to know anything about school. He hated school. But he only wanted to talk about dogs. And he said to me, he was very sick one time, and he said, Claire, I'm going to tell you 3 things about greyhounds. And the first one is, say nothing to anybody. And I was waiting for the second, the number 3rd, and then he said, that's it, number 1, say nothing to anybody. So that was number 1, number 2, and number 3.
Awesome. That's the way you're going to deal with me
that's
as well.
I'm going to deal with you in.
Claire Handley, ladies and gentlemen, come on here for her. Come on.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Come on, let's hear it for him. Let me travel around here and say hello to one or two people. Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, Eamon. How are you?
Sitting down in Jen, what's going on?
Exactly, lovely night.
Your name is?
Anna O'Mara.
Anna O'Mara, how are you doing? Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Eamon.
Your name is?
Mary Ryan, I'm the school secretary.
Oh, the school secretary?
I am.
Yeah, terrific, yeah. Terrific. Yeah. And it's a busy job.
Very busy, very busy. Very caring and very loving school and yeah. Very happy place to work.
This is all happening,
isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it?
Some support here, haven't you?
Great support. That's fantastic.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you, Eamon?
That is all. You're a member of the community here as well?
I am, yeah. I have kids going to school here.
Okay, they love it.
They love it, yeah.
Does the mammy love it as well? Yeah. Not here every day.
Mammy's working too hard, you know.
Oh, terrific. One or two lads back here, we want to say hello to them. They're right here in the back of the corner of the room. How are you doing, lads?
How's it going? You well?
Your name is?
Brian Hoare.
How you doing, Brian? Brian from around here, Eagle 12?
I am, yeah, just over the road there, yeah.
Terrific, yeah.
How you doing, Eamon? You well?
You're terrific. What are you up to?
Chudoff is the name.
Okay.
I have 5 kids here.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so keeping them going.
Yeah. And the music is absolutely magic, isn't
brilliant.
It?
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and if the school is half as good, absolutely come out here, brilliant.
That's it, it's after the mother here.
Yeah, name the mother. How are you?
Well, hello, how are you?
You enjoying yourself as well?
I am, yeah. Great night.
You're all having a good time.
We are, yeah.
Yeah, good to say hello. We're going to take another break. We're here in Barnan. Absolutely fantastic programme. We'll be back just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here at the Devil's Bit. We're here in the beautiful Barnan School. Marie Beavins is with us. How are you doing?
Hello, Eamon. How are you?
One of the teachers here earlier.
Yes, I was talking about. Yes, yeah. I've been here now 12 years in Barnan. Okay. If you're not, yeah. Teaching 2nd, 3rd and 4th class.
Terrific. Beavins is the name that strikes a bell with me. There's a guy called Michael Beavins.
There is indeed, yes. He's my husband,
oh,
yeah.
He is
Michael Beavins, yeah.
A few goals of a Holy Cross one time in a county final, I think.
Yeah. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did, Eamon, yeah.
Yeah, we weren't so happy with him down there. But anyway, tell me, we're going to be happy with you today. You're going to sing us a song.
I'm going to sing My Lag and Love.
Okay, beautiful.
Well, Lag and Stream sings lullaby. There blows a lily fair. When twilight gleam is in her eyes, the night is on her hair, and like a lovesick lan she hath my heart enthralled. No life I owe, no liberty, for love is Lord of all. And of times when the beetle's horn hath lulled the eve to sleep, I steal on to her shielding low, and through door in peep. There on the cricket singing stone she stirs the bogwood fire and hums in soft undertones the song of heart's desire.
Oh, beautiful! Oh, what a voice! Terrific. Marie Beaven, lovely. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hi. What do you think of your teacher's voice? She's splendid, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. What age are you?
11.
11. You're in fifth class or sixth class, are you?
Fifth class.
Yes, going into senior class, sixth class next year.
Yeah.
What would you like to do when you grow up?
Be a vet.
You're going to be a vet? That's good. That's good. You're going to work with the farmers around here, the well-off guys around here, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrific, terrific. Yeah, you played the tin whistle and be part of the musical group.
Yeah.
Terrific music. Nice to be with us and down your way.
Thank you.
Terrific. We'll say hello to one or two lads here. John Hassett, how you doing, John?
How you doing, Eamon?
Terrific to be part of Down Your Way here in this famous part of County Tipperary.
Yes, Eamon, you're very welcome, sir. It's for all of us, it's a proud part of Ireland to be in Barnan. And we're very proud people around here, and especially being people from the parish of Drummond Inch. We hold up our side of the parish very well here, and a lot of people don't give us credit for being Barnan people. We're Drummond Inch people, but we are Barnan people at heart, and we are Drummond Inch people when it comes to the hurling and the GA and all the sports. So,
a great year for the club, I thought, for the last number of years, the GA club.
Yeah, the club is our pride and joy here. I suppose, we've had a good bit of success in the last 10 or 12 years, and we got to the pinnacle in 2011, winning our first senior county final in the hurling. And some say that 2016 is going to be the first year that we win this county senior football final. But anyway, that's for later on in the year. But we have ambitions, and we're very ambitious people around here. But I suppose we're backboned by Barnan people, our club at the minute. The year gone by holds a lot of history for Barnan School and all the pupils that passed through to get the high honour at the GAA. We had three boys that won Munster Final County Medals last year with Tipperary, and Kevin Hassett, Thomas Nolan and Emmett Maloney done the school proud. And later on in the year we went on and we won the first ever minor county championship in the parish, and no less than 12 of our panel of 22 came from Barnan.
Absolutely, that's so, some story and some... That is really special now, isn't it?
That is special, and we're very proud of that in Barnan.
You nearly form a club down here yourselves.
Well, we wouldn't go that far, but we're very proud to make that contribution to the Drummond Inch GAA Club, and we're held in high regard all over the parish for that. And for me, it was a great honour because I was manager of that team to bring the first county football final to the parish in minor. So
you can't forget some of the top players that you have gone through here. Shamey, of course, one of the big ones.
Well, Shamey is our leading light at the moment, and he comes from inside of the parish, and James Woodlock, and we have many more fine fellas went through back the years, the Butlers and all the likes. We had some good county minor hurlers went to the school here as well after the other three byes with Joe Cahill and David Collins and Shane Hassett, to name but a few. We might be missing one or two more, but we're very proud of all those lads keeping up the good name of the school in Barnan.
Absolutely terrific. John Hassett, Packy Boyle, how you doing, Packy?
Good, Eamon, good.
You have a lot of world behind you. You have a lot of claim to fame around the community here in Barnan.
Sure, I'm involved with the group scheme here in Barnan, and it all started out in 1982. There was a meeting called and with the county council, and from there the first foundation, if you like, was laid for the Barnan group scheme, which started up in the late 80s. And at that time we had 42 people on our connections on the scheme at that stage, and now at the moment we have 74 connections on the scheme. Like, and well, it has changed a good bit from the time when we started out. It was just pure raw water was being pumped into the system at that stage. So we have to have chlorine and UV filter and all that kind of thing to guarantee the quality of the water. Like, you know,
we've had an awful lot about water charges in the last couple of years. But you don't have to worry about them down here.
No, we're I suppose we're one of the cheapest around, but we're still able to keep going, like, you know. Yeah. And with the support of everybody that in on the scheme, like, it makes it easy to run it, like, you know.
No, thank you. We could stay talking for ages. I know you've lots of stories to tell, but look, we have a gang around me here to say hello to Martin. Martin Ryan, how are you doing, Martin?
Hello, Eamon, thank you.
Former principal here.
Yeah, I was here from Easter 1988, so to 2004. There was 33 children here in one room in 1988, and it has gone from strength to strength. The one thing, Barnan has history, it has scenery, but its greatest asset is its people. There's fantastic people here, and I want to credit their children or accredit them here to the teachers and their parents. Mm-hmm. They're continuing on a proud tradition. It's a great school.
Doesn't it just prove it here tonight, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Just, I just look around you and listen to them, yeah. And they're a credit to their parents and their school, and it's fantastic to see it continue. Go from strength to strength.
You've had some great players and great hurlers over the years.
There's some fantastic hurlers. Some went on to do county. David Collins was here. We won a county final here the year I left in 2004, and he went on to play for Tipperary Minors and Tipperary Under-21s, and he's a strong man in the club for the senior team at the moment.
Absolutely, Marion John's son, absolutely terrific.
Yeah.
Look, there's lots of things, I suppose. Beautiful setting, I suppose. We've been seeing it all.
Yeah, there's a fantastic scenery. And look, it doesn't go. I bring my sixth class and fifth class every year. We call here to there, and we walk up to the Devil's Bit, and we usually say the Angelus at 12 o'clock on the cross every year. And we'll continue to do that as long as my legs will take me up there. So.
Terrific, terrific. Okay, listen, Martin, listen, thanks for that for a moment. Okay, I'm going to go to where? Sean Ryan, how are you doing, Sean?
Good, Eamon.
Martin was talking about walking up to the cross.
Yes.
Part of the cross.
Well, sure, I'm hardly part of the cross, but I...
Part of building it.
Well, I wasn't part of building it either. I'm not that whole looking, I hope. But I'm involved in the doing up of the cross since the 1980s on, and my late father, John Ryan, and a few more, and Paddy Riley from Templemore.
But just talking about building the cross, that was fantastic in the 1950s.
Yeah, 1953-54. It was built by Duggins, Templemore built it in 1950. I think it cost about £2,000 that time, yeah.
Wasn't some job to build it?
Everything I think had to be carried up by hand up to the to the top of the rock, yeah, to build
hundreds
it there.
Hundreds of tons of stuff,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is 45 foot high and 25 foot wide at the arms, yeah.
It's absolutely magnificent setting, isn't it?
It's it's beautiful now and lovely.
You go often, do you?
Sure, a couple of times a year I take up the children, and then we have a pilgrimage there every summer in July there's mass up there at the grotto, and we usually climb it in after that. The people there, there's a good crowd for that.
Lovely Eddie's with us as well. How are you, Eddie?
Good, Eamon.
You're part of the scene here with Eddie as well.
Yeah, a bit, with but it, like, they come from all over to it, and you'd meet them, you could meet them from anywhere there. I think it was 2 years ago, there was some woman, she was born in Australia, and her parents were from some part of Tipperary, but she appeared there for the mass on the rock, and she didn't know really what connection she had with it or where she was from in it, but she said that she felt that she was home, and she was never in Ireland before. She was what, around 70, Sean, I think, was she? And she had no connection with it, really, you know. But
good stuff. Like, Christmas Mass down, the middle of July, is it, or the end of July?
Yeah, the third Sunday in July, but, like, people go up there, sure, at all times, you know, mostly daytime, but then a few people maybe give a venture up in the night time as well, maybe to be on a different mission, but I don't know, so I hear, Eamon, I don't know anything about that. I was never up there myself, but, you know.
We won't question that one.
Yeah. Thanks.
I believe there's lights up there, is there?
Oh, there is lights, yeah. They put the lights up on it in... when was it? What year was that? You know, late 80s. Paddy Riley and Tim Meehan, the two of them in, the best of them, they're gone. And my father as well, there were the three, I think, Meehan and...
Of course, the River Shure and the River Nore and all rises up there.
Yeah, they rise at the Calais side of the Devil's Beach, yeah.
Is it far from the cross?
Well, they make out the long rock itself could be nearly a mile long. So to be over at the
it's just a spring coming out of the ground,
spring,
is that it?
Yeah, spring coming out there up near the long rock, yeah.
Are they near one another, both the Nore and the Shore?
Well, I'm not too sure about that. No, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to
pardon the pun. Listen, lads,
listen. Yeah.
It's a pleasure to have you on down your way. Yeah. All of you guys, it's terrific. We're going to take another break. We're here in Barnan National School. We'll be back with our final part just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. How are you doing?
Great, Eamon. How are you, Eamon?
You're
great.
Very welcome to Down Your Way.
Thank you very much.
You have a fantastic small group of children here in front of us.
I have. I'm very proud of them. They're actually a wonderful group, and they're going to perform a lovely Irish song for you now with Teddy Teen.
They're the local small infant class and baby infants.
Yeah, junior infants, senior infants in first class.
That's terrific. So you have them out at this hour tonight, really, for Tip FM.
We have, and they're absolutely wonderful. They were in next door, and they were so good waiting for their turn, but they've absolutely been wonderful.
We're delighted to have them here as well.
Great, thanks very much.
As I say, in your own time.
Teddy Bjork calling, Teddy Bjork wing, it's just a four pogger's Toshie on tea. Toshie in the lap of Bjork, Toshie in the lee. Teddy Bjork calling, Teddy Bjork wing, girl calling to the law pogger's girl to stay a hoon, girl to stay a down pogger's girl to stay a hoon. Toshie in the lap of Bjork,
beautiful. Oh, weren't they terrific. Hello, how are you?
Good.
You sang so well. What's your name?
Amy Duff.
Hey, Amy Duff from where? From Barnan. Yeah, you're from Barnan, aren't you?
Yeah.
This is Barnan National School. What age are you?
Five.
You're singing beautiful and you're dressed up beautiful for today as well. You're all ready for Tip FM, are you?
Yeah.
Have you done a lot of practicing, have you?
Yeah.
Ah, terrific. Hello, how are you?
I'm happy, Vince.
You're in what class?
Junior infants.
You're in junior infants. Terrific. Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
You're good. You're very good indeed. You sound terrific. Tell me, what age are you? You're five again.
Five.
You're five. What's your name?
Emma.
Emma who? Emma?
Duff.
Emma Duff. Are you sister of the other girls? Yeah. Terrific. Nice to be with us on Down Your Way.
Amy and Emma are actually celebrating their birthday tomorrow.
Oh, Lord God, celebrate. Can we sing happy birthday in advance of it all? Let's hear it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emma. Happy birthday to you.
Absolutely terrific. How are you doing?
Good.
Joseph, is it?
Yep.
Joseph Burke. I believe you're a good man with John Deere tractors and of course greyhounds.
Yep.
Your grandfather had fantastic dogs, had he, in his day?
Yep.
Yeah, tell me about some of the dogs.
He game ball, who won the Project 6.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know Michelle the one, dear?
Yeah, she's my third cousin.
Third cousin? She's that far out, is she?
Yep.
Okay, so you train dogs with Michelle, do you? You go to the dogs with her?
Yep.
Yeah, do you know Michael?
Yep.
Yeah, your daddy probably knows him better, does he?
Yep.
Yeah, so you love greyhounds, do you?
Yeah.
We were talking to Claire earlier about greyhounds. She's talking about winning the Derby someday. What about you?
Yeah.
You nearly won the Derby, did you?
No.
No, very close to you. Michael, how are you?
Eamon, how are you?
Not bad at all.
Good.
You're still in the dogs yourself.
Well, it's the fathers at the dogs, not me. Yeah. Father and Joseph. Yeah. So.
You keep up the tradition, do you? Are you going to keep it on?
The bikes are going to keep it on, this lad, but
yeah.
I don't have a big interest in them at all.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know yourself.
Well, I don't know myself, because I'm not about dogs.
Yeah, kind of like myself then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but when you grew up in the school of training dogs and all of that. And
yeah, mother and father had dogs all my life, so, and they were pretty successful with them, so.
Okay.
They made a good go of them, like Claire's father.
Yeah, you're into farming and all of that?
Yeah, we milk a few cows and stuff. So,
there's money in farming all the time, is there?
Not this year.
You didn't turn yourself into a millionaire yet, no?
No, it's quite the opposite. Yeah, yeah. We could be looking for an AMA shortly. Yeah.
Did you ever see a farmer any other way?
You would just see a few of them, yeah. Not around here, though.
This will make it nice to say hello and be with us and done. Thanks, Joseph, as well. Say hello to the caretaker one time. How are you doing, caretaker, to school here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I used to be, but they were looking for a good lad, so I had to go. Eddie Stevenson,
so my name. Eddie Stevenson, yeah. So, Eddie, yeah. You just put in the days, is that all?
Well, I showed up not there.
So you know how to hide?
Well, I was good at that as well, yeah. But yes, yeah.
You picked up the camera instead, did you?
Well, no. I'll tell you, most days they were happy enough with me. Like, you know, we did a good job. Like,
That's good.
Yeah. The kids said I did a good job, so I'm happy enough with that. I'll take their work for it.
Well, they miss you big time, eh? So you picked up the camera?
Oh, yeah, well, I do that all the time, yeah. I'm quite involved in it, yeah.
Camera club here in Tullis?
No club.
No
just
club, no. Your
just,
own club?
Well, really, yeah. A lot of things, really, you know.
Nice to be with us and down your way.
Thanks very much, Eamon. Thank you.
To the Parents' Council here behind us. How are you doing, folks?
Hello, how are you?
Ladies.
Well, Eamon, how are you?
Your name is?
Francis McAllister.
How are you doing, Francis?
How are you?
Enjoying being part of fundraising and all that?
We do. We do. We're there as a big support for the school. And we do fundraising and we help out whenever the teachers need us for anything. And to be fair, the teachers are great. They give us a great support when we suggest any fundraising activities or anything that needs to be done in the school. Don't they, Mary? They're great and they're great support.
And Mary's going to tell me all about what you do for fundraising.
Oh, yeah. Well, at Easter Sunday there last, we had a fundraiser. We had Dawn Mass up in Tom Keneally's and then we all walked up to the Devil's Bait. Yeah.
So you mean the dawn mass at 5 o'clock in the morning type of thing?
6:30.
6:30?
Yeah, yeah. And then we walked up to the Devil's Bait, yeah.
Okay. At that hour of the morning?
Yeah, yeah.
And fed them all then?
Yeah, and then, yeah, we had a feed in for everyone.
And when you had to feed them all when they came home?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a nice idea.
Sausages and black pudding rolls with tea and coffee and brown bread and scones. It was lovely.
You couldn't do anything better. So you enjoy it? Being a part of the school management.
Oh, helping out, yeah, whenever we can.
We
yeah.
The kids are great. We had a great jumble sale there a few years ago and the kids brought in all their ties and books and the kids got involved in selling them. And at the end of the day, they were selling 5 things for €1 and they were great. They were doing a great job and we made great money and it was a great community effort, wasn't it?
Everybody came. It was.
Nice to be a part of down your way as well tonight.
That's it. Yeah.
Thanks very much, ladies. Let me go through this chair here and I might get around the back and say hello to one or two people down here. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
You enjoying the children and the music and stuff?
Yeah.
Have you a family here, have you?
I have grandchildren.
Grandchildren?
3 grandchildren going to school here.
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I have grandchildren as well going to school.
They're doing very well for you.
Yeah, they're all right.
They're singing and playing music and they're fantastic.
They can do the rest they can.
Yeah. You grew up around here, did you?
I did, yeah. Well, no, we didn't grow up around here, no.
You came into the parish.
Yeah, you came into the parish.
From Borsley, yes.
Oh, God, you only come up the road.
That's all.
Yeah.
Very near.
But you're still Borsley in the county final if you're playing drum now. Who would you be shouting for?
Oh, no, drum, of course.
Oh, you'd be drum now, would you?
Oh, we would, of course.
So you've changed colours?
We've changed our colours. Drum all the way.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Nice to be with us and you enjoying the night?
Yeah, lovely.
Nice to see you. I want to get around to one or two lads down here at the back corner. And I'm getting tied up in cables and one thing and another. Say hello to this gentleman down here. How are you doing?
Hi, Eamon.
How are you doing? Good, thanks. You've your hands folded here all night. You're a Barnan, are you?
I'm nice and relaxed here, yeah. Enjoying the music and the company here tonight.
Fantastic
community and fantastic. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Thanks, Eamon.
Nice to meet this man here. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, how are you?
Enjoying yourself as well?
I am, yeah. Very nice, yes. Very enjoyable.
Yeah, terrific to be part of it.
Exactly, yeah.
Are you a member of the community, really, you know, part of the school or whatever?
Well, my kids have been at the school and my son Owen's still at the school at the moment, yeah.
I like that for you, so you're not Irish, are you?
No, Scotsman, yeah.
Scotsman?
Yes. Yeah,
you're bringing the bagpipes for the kids, no?
Jeez, I don't play the bagpipes. My brother plays them, but I don't play them, no.
Get him to play them someday if I'm down your way.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, nice to be with us. Okay, there are a couple of ladies over here we might want to, we might get across to. How are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Your hands up to your face just before I came across you.
I tried to escape you, but unfortunately I didn't succeed.
Your name is?
Patricia Langton. Yeah.
Kids going to the school here, have
you? My son, yeah. Keen. Yeah. So it's great.
You all enjoy the school, do they?
They do, yeah. He loves it now. We moved 2 years ago to Barnan from Lochmore, so not too bad, you know.
Yeah. The lady with her back towards me. How are you? microphone never bite you.
Please.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
You're enjoying tonight?
I am absolutely brilliant.
It's nice to be here.
It is. Breda.
How are you doing, Breda? This lady?
Sheila Boyle.
How are you doing, Sheila?
Fine, thank you.
You had your husband on earlier, did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, terrific. Part of the community, very much so.
I think so. Hope so, anyway.
It is nice to be with us and down your way. Thanks. Good stuff. Brenda, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're nice and quietly tucked in here at the back.
Oh, I'm hiding in the back.
You're given a role here in the school.
It's a privilege to work here. It's a lovely school to work in. The children are all wonderful. So it is. It's a privilege to come every day.
Yeah, yeah. And you know the parents are just fantastic as well.
Oh, they are. They are, yeah. They're great.
Yeah. So you've been long doing the end of SNA? You've been...
Well, I've been here just over a year and a half now. Yeah. Originally from County Down, so a long way from home.
Did you get up to see did you climb up to see Devil's Bridge?
Oh, I have, yeah. I've been up quite a few times, yeah. Beautiful views.
All the hill walkers, of course, there's a walking club around here, we forgot to even mention it, but there is a walking club, isn't there?
There is, no, I'm not part of it, but yeah, there is a walking club. I think from Tom's house now, they go walking, yeah.
Okay. We'll get ahead of the next time we're down here. we might do the walk. Thanks for being with us and down your way. So that's our programme for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's programme in Barnan National School. For the boys and girls, we say thanks very much. Come on, let's hear them. To Claire Hanley for setting up the programme. She did a magnificent job. Well done, Claire. To everybody involved, it's a pleasure to be here on Down Your Way. Absolutely terrific. We leave you from this special part of County Tipperary. Here we go.